All right, good morning. We're back. Coming to you live from the Radio Hut here on Dakota Avenue. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. Thursday Talk Around begins now. And I'm excited because when Jana Gageland left last week, she said today was going to be very special.
It's going to be fun.
Well, right. Fun is great. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you in here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
What are we talking about here?
Well, you know, I've been doing the, you know, the purse and the drawer, and I got one more gadget that is unusual.
Mm-hmm. And this gadget looks like, okay, it's got a little screw on the end of it here.
Yep.
But then it's like long with a big circle in it.
It's called the spiral slicer.
The spiral slicer.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I get it now. It's got blades on it.
One blade. Yep.
Okay. One blade.
Yep. So you put the screw at the top of a firm fruit or vegetable,
like an apple or mm-hmm. or yeah.
And okay. Then as you turn, the screw goes into the core, mm-hmm. and then it slices it.
It slices everything.
Yeah,
that's a neat little gadget.
Yeah,
I love this because we've been talking history since you've been on.
Yeah,
and now you've just kind of taken it in a whole other direction,
well,
and it's beautiful.
Whatever I end up with is just like right in front of me.
Gadgets in the kitchen drawer.
Yep,
I'm loving this. So we got the slicer.
That's right.
All right.
So that's the one we're going to talk about today, but there's so much history behind it.
Behind the slicer?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, do tell.
Okay. Well, that one came out in 1955, and there was a fellow who was called the Gadget Master. Do you remember him?
No.
Okay, well, he was the original... the original
okay.
pitchman.
Now that you show me this, yep. Ron Popeil.
Yes,
I do remember.
Right, and so he came on and he pushed some of his own things that he had invented, because mm-hmm. that's what he was an inventor. And then sometimes he'd have others' products. But it was, I would say, the first infomercial.
And oh,
it,
yeah.
And it, so it came on on the TV. But it was late at night.
Okay.
You know, and so it was on Mondays and Wednesdays, I think, at 10:40 or 11:40.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes 10:30. And he got 10 minutes. So he had to talk really fast and bring all of these different products to
gadget.
Life.
So this slicer was his.
Yes.
This was his invention.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of ingenious
when
you look at it.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of moving parts to it.
No.
It's just very easy to use.
And probably cheap to make, too.
I would think so.
So,
yep. So he came on at on Mondays and Wednesdays, and he would give us the pitch for it. But, you know, and those products were only on what's called a direct response. So you had to, you know, call that number, and there are only so many left and that kind of thing. So you couldn't find them in the store.
So did he kind of invent the sense of urgency?
I think so.
Or one of the godfathers of it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And his famous saying was, but wait a minute. You know, so he'd have this... whatever the product was, and then mm-hmm. he would say, but wait a minute. Yeah, I got something else to show you. So some of his other claim to fame items were the Mince-O-Matic.
The Mince-O-Matic, I do remember that.
And the Veg-O-Matic.
Veg-O-Matic, yes, for $5.99, you can get one.
And that ad didn't come out till 1970. So these things had been around for a good 10 years before they were offered in the stores.
So he just found a clever way to market this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you can see on the sheet there, it says, as seen on TV.
Yeah.
You know, so he was doing this TV advertising for these different products that he made. Yeah. And so we just kept up with the stuff that he was doing and making. And he had the list of things that he came up with as an inventor is just so huge.
I'm waiting for you to hit on the one that I really remember, and I know
all
you
right,
will,
and
so
this
I'm, not
might be
give,
it.
I'm not gonna give it away.
That might be it.
Yep. Yes. 25% to 60% off.
Yep.
On some closeout items. The fishing is what I remember. The pocket fisherman
right.
is what I remember. The Popeil
yep.
pocket fisherman is
yes.
what I remember seeing ads for.
Right.
You can pick one up for $14.29, by the way. But no, actually,
it's on sale.
That was regular. It was on sale for $9.99, but wait.
yeah. And so that ad ran in the newspaper in 1978, and he had come up with this idea well before that.
Yeah.
You know, because he would advertise. The pocket fisherman seems to be one that people recognize. He also came up with the Mr. Microphone.
Yes.
Mr. Microphone, you could use it anywhere. You could go into a FM station that wasn't being used.
Yeah. And use your Mr. Microphone.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, you could have a radio sitting beside you. You could be driving down the car or driving in your car down the road. And if you had an FM station that wasn't used, you could, tune
that in and it'd come right through your radio.
Yeah.
Mr. Microphone.
So how about this one? Do we have time?
Yeah.
All right. We have the hairspray. This was back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was advertised as covering up your bald spot.
He came up with that?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that going, you can't be serious. And you just spray paint your head.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you go to your event and then come back and wash it out. No one knew the difference.
Unbelievable.
And I think one of his most notable ones, in addition to the Mr. The Fisherman, was the Pocket Fisherman, was the Rotisserie Chicken Oven.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 1998. And that the saying for that was, set it and forget it.
Set and forget it. Yes.
So you
you're bringing back a lot of good memories today,
You put the chicken
Janet.
In there, and you just set it and forget it, and it would just take care of itself. So he had a smokeless ashtray in 1981. I mean, he had all kinds of things.
Guy was brilliant.
He was.
With that.
Yeah. His dad was an inventor, and he learned how to do those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And he was a natural when it came to selling. So. Good combination.
And I remember being in stores and seeing those Popeil pocket fishermen.
Yes.
You know, the tiny little fishing rods.
Right.
You just take out and cast.
Yeah, they were just the hit. You know, I think every father on Father's Day got one or two.
Absolutely.
Know? Yeah.
And I was not aware. Okay, you did. You educated me. I was not aware that he came up with the spray-on hair either. That's insane. Because I know when people started to sweat, it would run.
Yes.
And it was like, okay, maybe not such a good idea. Yeah. He did have some hits, but man, all of this stuff out there probably made him a lot of money.
I'm sure it did.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. He passed away in like 2021. So. Mm-hmm. He had a good long life with lots of good ideas.
Incredible. Incredible.
Very much so.
No, this was fun.
Yeah.
All right, Janet, yes, you promised you delivered. This was going to be special. I love
it.
Thank you so much for stopping in. Yep. And again, you want to give us a heads up on next week, or are you still digging?
Noel, I just have to put it together, but it's going to be off the we're leaving the kitchen, so
okay,
we're going elsewhere.
We're going well, I love the direction you're taking with it. I definitely do. Janet Gageland, we are talking, well, we talk history, we talk what's in the kitchen drawer, and Ron Popeil's pocket fisherman and spray on hair today. I love it. Janet, thank you so
much.
Bet it's 8:16. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got a sunny sky going on right now, and we're at 57 degrees. Good morning.
Big news from Ram and Jeep at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. Just announced 0% for 72 months on 2025 Ram trucks. 0% plus 0% for 60 months on 2026 Ram Laramie and Bighorn models. There's even 0% for 60 months on Jeep Grand Cherokee. 0% is here on Ram and Grand Cherokee, both at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls.
It's grand reopening month at Dakota Cabinetry. Come explore our brand new cabinetry showroom, completely redesigned for inspiration at every turn. Plus, we're celebrating the grand opening of our all-new flooring showroom. All October long, enjoy store-wide savings. Cabinetry, stock quartz countertops, carpet, LVT flooring, and ceramic tile, all on sale. Only at Dakota Cabinetry, 898 8th Avenue South in Wahpeton, or call 642-2100.
Something threateningly fun is coming to Wahpeton.
It's the first annual Bloody Bar Golf Tournament in the Twin Town area. Saturday, October 25th. Grab your ghouls, goblins, and best group costumes and get ready for a haunted day of bar hopping and mini golf madness. Register your team of four or five right now for just $20 a person. That includes your transportation, prizes, and plenty of spine-chilling surprises. Check-in starts at 11 a.m. at City Brew Hall with a shotgun start at noon. Then we'll be creeping through Casey's, the Wilkin, Antelope Creek Bar and Grill, and Grumpy's.
Complete all of the mini golf holes at each sponsoring location. And once you've survived them all, we'll crawl back to Grumpy's for the after party and prizes. A portion of the proceeds from this event will benefit Operation Zero, whose mission is to focus on zero veteran suicides, 22 to zero. To learn more, visit OperationZeroND.com. Register now at KBMWNews.com under the promos tab.
If you dare.
Fall into big savings with the Big Fall Radio Auction, only at KBMW News.